I believe in trees. Irene swept through like her siblings, Floyd, Dennis, even Katrina, each knocking at the front door and seeping through the windows. But Irene was different. She beat and beat on our doors and wore away at everything I held true. Irene came to Greenville and stayed for a day. And when the sun finally emerged and I ventured out of my house, I found that Irene had taken everything I believed to be so strong and pulled them up by their roots. She had torn pieces of history from the ground and turned a bird's safe haven into a pile of matchsticks. In just 24 hours, Irene had turned solid trees into firewood for the winter. Yet among the branches and downed limbs, some had weathered the storm. Some held fast to their roots and remained where they were, had been, where they had for so many years. Not all was lost. I believe that in order for some things to be fluid, other things must stay solid. I believe in the steadfast and strong. I believe in trees. But because I believe in trees, I also believe in change. I have lived in the same house for almost 10 years, and for 10 years I have looked out of the same window and seen the same trees. Neighbors have come and gone, children have grown up, yet the trees outside my windows never leave. Those trees have seen far more than I have, though. Through changing politics and world wars, those trees have felt fast. Those trees have been a constant in time and in my life. I like to think that I have other constants in my life that keep me rooted to myself, my family, my best friends, even my childhood house. These are all my trees. These are the things that I think will always be there, even if I turn my back for a little while. These are the things that are built so strong that nothing can tear them down. Just like the trees in my front yard that stand tall and strong through rain and snow in an ever-changing world, I expect certain things to stand strong in my life. Often people take these things for granted, and the things we thought were so strong and unbreakable come crumbling down. Sometimes parents split up, best friends become old memories, and a home merely becomes a house. Sometimes a hurricane comes through and yanks up all the trees. Even though the branches sway, one never expects that big old tree to come crashing right through the neighbor's living room. My parents always fought, but I never expected things to get so bad. I never thought my family, the tree that I believe the most in, might come crashing down around me. I never thought that I would cling so tightly to the branches of a tree that was already doomed for the lumber mill. My life had been turned into my own personal hurricane. The bonds that I thought were so strong broke with the deafening crack of a tree yanked from its roots. My trees were uprooted and my family was scattered. But just as in Irene, I picked up my head and realized that although things were ruined and life wouldn't be normal for a while, among the destruction, something was still standing. Some things, like my family, will never be the same, but they will still always be there. Some things may seem permanent, but every once in a while, a hurricane will come through and shake things up a little. Friends will change and boyfriends will break my heart, but no matter what, I will always have my trees. I believe that there are things in everyone's life that never change. I believe that everyone has trees.